My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to talk directly to your customers' desires.
One thing that I learned when I started doing marketing years and years ago, there was this marketer that many of you may have heard of, Sean Ellis. And he talked about something called product market fit, in which he was just like, you got to figure out what makes your customers super happy. And you need to talk about more of the points that make them happy in your copy, in your marketing, in your funnel, to then convert more people and generate more quote unquote happy customers, because you're focusing on what people love and bringing that out. And through his product market fit survey, you can Google it. And he has this whole process of figuring out if you have product market fit. And throughout that process, you can get feedback from people on what they truly like, what's making these people satisfied. And what we found is if you take some of that copy on what's making them truly happy, what's knocking their socks off, and putting that within your copy, you end up speaking to the customer's desires, their wants, and your conversion rate goes up and your ROI goes up as well.
So on my end, there's a couple things. So talking about product market fit, really in the software world, you have to do a lot of customer development to figure out what features or what you should be putting on your product roadmap instead of building in a vacuum. If you build in a vacuum, if you think you have all these ideas and you know it all, you're going to end up not doing the best thing for your customers, right? Ultimately, you're trying to build around what your customers need. So the MOM test is a great book because it teaches you to ask non-leading questions. You know, for example, what's the worst part of your day in terms of work, right? And then you can ask, other questions like, how would you improve your workflow? And then you understand that the problems that they're facing. And I just remember, you know, talking about customer desires, I remember the Levels CEO, it's a continuous glucose monitor and allows me to see when if I eat something, if it spikes or not. And, you know, I signed up for the wait list and he's like, hey, are you free for a 45-minute call? So I was intrigued and I kind of wanted to see how he structured it. So we got on a 45-minute call. He asked me all these pointed questions and he was like, asking me like, what's your primary use case for this? Right. I was like, I just want to measure my health. Right. So he understands, like, there's a little marketing message right there. Like, oh, you want to measure your health? And he's like, okay, why is that important to you? And so after the call, I was like, hey, those were very, you know, thoughtful questions. How many of these have you done? 1,000 phone calls, right? That's 45,000 minutes. So that's a lot. The CEO of Superhuman, Raul, I had him on the Leveling Up podcast and, you know, they're doing well right now. I think it's that their ARR is like 30 million ARR or something like that. Do you remember, Neil?
I didn't know they were that high.
They're big. Yeah. And so they're an email tool. And so what Raul did was he had kind of a gatekeeper. So he would send an email saying, hey, what's your biggest struggle with email right now? And then if he got really interesting responses, he would cherry pick the best ones and reach out to them. And if they're in San Francisco, he would meet them in person. Right. So my whole point around this is that whether you want to send a survey, whether you want to meet people in person, talk to them on the phone, it's really important to not operate in a vacuum, to understand, hey, after you start getting in conversations with these people, you see people saying the same things over and over. You now know this is what their desire is, and you can tie that in with your marketing message. And then the final thing I'll say around this, for the growth accelerator that Neil and I have, our peer group, we had April Dunford speak, and she has a great book on positioning called Obviously Awesome. And she really helped catapult, you know, a dying product that, you know, basically they're trying to wrap up. Basically, they turned the whole thing around, and I believe they sold for $1 billion. But because she would talk to over 100 customers, and she started to figure out the core desire on a certain subset, and it repositioned the product completely, and then boom, it exploded. So she has a great book, Obviously Awesome. Highly recommend you check that out. Neil?
Make sure you guys check out marketingschool.io/pro. And please, please, please don't forget to rate, review this podcast.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.